Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Mental Health Month, and one of the disorders that the parents that listen to the show tell us about that is most commonplace, often misdiagnosed, is ADHD. Just joining us very quickly, just giving us a bit of insight into this, is singer Pietro de Villiers, also entrant into The Voice 2018. More, Pietro.
More.
Now, you also diagnosed at a young age with ADHD.
That's correct.
For those people who don't know what ADHD is, obviously it stands for Attention Deficit Disorder. What is the H again?
Hyper, yeah.
So, explain to us in terms of people who have no idea what it is. What is it?
Dit is 'n gedeelte van basically van jou brein wat bietjie anders is die, wat nou nie ADHD het nie, wat sukkel om af te sny. Met ander woorde, we have a different way of thinking. It's also, once we like something and we put all our energy into it, we can actually hyperfocus.
Okay.
People that don't have ADHD can do. So I don't like the word, like I said, disorder. I would rather call it just different way of operating. You know?
The D should stand for different.
Yes.
I like that. Is it a ding wat jou baie terughou?
Ek dink nie noodwendig so nie. Wat gebeur is as jy jonk is en jy word nie vroeg gediagnoseer daarmee nie. Baie keer, as jy nie die regte ondersteuning kry nie, dan mag dit dalk dinge vir jou moeiliker maak, jy weet. So dit is belangrik dat ouers wat sulke kinders het van kleins af nie fokus op wat hulle nie kan doen nie, maar eerder fokus op wat hulle kan doen, jy weet.
So it's about focusing on what they're great at and channeling it into a right way. I've even heard someone say that kids with ADHD, if you get them to learn a musical instrument or something, if they become hyper-focused on that, you know, that's actually a great thing.
Yeah.
They will then eventually master it because it takes a lot of time, a lot of practice, and a lot of focus. Am I right? Is music good for people with
Absolutely.
ADHD?
Absolutely. Anything creative. Look, we're not good at the 9-to-5 jobs. It's very important to pick a career and a lifestyle that suits who you are. And once we like something, we really, like I said, hyper-focus into it. We're great working under pressure. We can multitask. So, I don't think that's a disorder. I think it might be an advantage. And
That is such a cool way of looking at it. For parents and kids listening this morning that have been diagnosed with ADHD, it's about how you purpose. How do you guide that child in using what they've been given there with that diagnosis, it sounds so serious, to make it work for them. Could actually work as an advantage.
Totally. So if you put it in your favor, you can actually, like I said, hyper focus, laser focus, and have the potential to really go big in whatever you do.
Hoeveel mense, hoeveel bekende mense wat ons nie van sal weet, het ADHD nie?
Oef, baie.
Is daar 'n paar name wat mens kan noem?
Ja, Will Smith.
What?
Robin Williams, wat oorlede is nou, maar hy het ook gehad.
Albert Einstein?
That's it. Albert Einstein, Mozart, JFK.
Justin Timberlake.
That's it.
Apparently Walt Disney.
Yes.
Leonardo da Vinci.
That's it.
This is amazing stuff. It really, really is. Ek dink as ek in 'n ander tyd groot geword het, dan sou ek miskien ook 'n diagnose gekry het. Op daai stadium was net die kind is net baie woelig en hyperactief. But then they gave me more to do to keep me busy. You know, simple treatment for something can actually be quite simple. Thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for your inspiration. A message for all the kids and the parents this morning. Ons watch for you op die Voice. Pietro de Villiers. Bye, donkey.
Bye, donkey.
Quite proudly calling herself an ambassador for it. You know, it's maybe just dispelling some misperceptions around it. Do you agree with any of that? Can you relate?
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
Julle het verseker die lekkerste show ooit op radio.
Jacaranda FM.